Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Father, we ask you to give wisdom today. We thank you for all that you're doing out there, and we praise you for victory that you've already promised. So we're standing upon your word today, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, I wrote this up about President Trump, and I sent it out to our e-list, but a lot of people out there listening don't have the e-list, and I've also added a bunch of things to it, so I'm going to share this with you. Some of it may be old news to you, but some of it won't be, so I'm going to share this with you. I'm going to start with President Trump did win by 80%, according to secretly watermarked official ballots, proving the false ballots. It was a landslide win for Trump, thanks to the prayers of faithful people to our merciful God. We know it's all going to come out because of this. So, first, Dr. Steve Pachinik witnessed this whole thing. Let me just share a little bit from him. And by the way, YouTube quickly took him down, so we put another link here that you can go and watch his word here. During the 2020 presidential election, quantum financial system blockchain watermarked ballots were part of a huge Trump and military white hat sting operation. The sting took place in 12 key battleground states, where 20,000 plus National Guard were deployed. The alliance made sure that every official voting ballot had a watermark that couldn't be seen. The votes were put into the system, and the quantum computer verified if the ballot was valid or not. Trump won the 2020 presidential election by 80%. The Democratic cabal was caught red-handed. Mass arrests have started, and at this moment, the Biden crime family and ballot fraud co-conspirators were being arrested and detained for ballot fraud. All were now headed to Gitmo as election interference went before the Supreme Court. Well, I don't know if that actually happened yet or not, manifested yet or not. But here's Charlie Ward. He said, "It wouldn't surprise me if we had a Nasara announcement before Christmas and we have a new presidential election within 120 days. Actually, we've already got a presidential election, and it's already pretty well validated. When I get that far, you'll understand. But on the Restored Republic, it says, believe in the alliance's plan to take down the cabal that has been in the works for over 20 years. President Trump was in complete control. Trump won the election by 80%. Mass arrests have started on over 209,000 sealed indictments filed in federal courts across the nation since Trump's took office. Sit back and enjoy the show." Thursday, November the 5th, Charlie Ward said he worked and has been with friends with the Chinese elders for over 15 years, and a lot of Ward's info came from what he called the four walls of power, which included the Chinese elders, alliance, Trump White Horse, Trump White House, excuse me, and Trump Redemption Team. So here's an update on the election from Charlie Ward. And that I'll put that link here so you can check it out for yourself. And you have to overlook a little bit of New Age Unitarian theology that's weaved in on this. These people, a lot of them are not Christians, you know, but they're these Unitarians, you know. So, Charlie's list here, he said, every official voting ballot has a watermark that can't be seen, As votes were put into the system, the quantum computer system verified if the ballot was valid or not. Trump won by 80%. The cabal was caught red-handed. The election fraud was going before the Supreme Court. Five states had more people voting than were registered to vote. The restored republic, common law, won't have political parties, but each region will be represented by individuals. Good idea. There's competition between parties, and some people just vote all party vote, you know, and it doesn't make any common sense. If you don't judge a person by who they are and what they believe and what they're going to do, but you're judging them because of what party they go to, it doesn't make any sense at all. It's like religion, you know. What denomination are you? You know, makes no sense. It's contrary to Jesus' command, Father, that they may be one as we are one, right? Charlie Ward continued, it wouldn't surprise me if we had a Nasara announcement before Christmas and we have a new presidential election within 120 days. Then Charlie said this, the deep state communist demons have been checkmated by the mighty alliance chess masters. Q and the alliance have told us 7 ways to Sunday that people who are still in sleepwalk mode, who were still mesmerized by propaganda of the deep state fake mainstream media, cannot be told. They have to be shown. It's true, and even if you show them, they won't listen to it. I know those demons. I know them well. They won't listen. If they don't want to listen, you just have to take their opinion. If you don't take their opinion, no amount of evidence will get through to their brain. Okay. We knew that the Chinese Communist Democratic Party would try and steal the election because they knew they couldn't win it. We knew because Juan O'Savin, some people who believe this is actually J.F. Kennedy Jr., I'm not saying that, but some people do say that, told us that there were traitors in both the Democratic and Republican parties, of course, and that when this was over, after the arrests of the treasonous and seditious cabal, those two parties would be decimated. No big loss. That's what I say. and this is Charlie Ward again. He says, just to let you know that I've been given consent this morning to tell you something that I've had to keep very, very quiet because I signed a non-disclosure agreement. I can confirm 100% that the blockchain technology was used for the voting on this election. The blockchain technology, which is, they say, unhackable. It's what they wanted to do around the world, and they are using it in other places now. And actually, they used it this time. I'll tell you that as I get there. Blockchain technology was used for the voting on this election alongside conventional voting systems. So they did use it. And it tells a lot, okay? You can't deceive it with all the things that they've done out there. None of that can deceive it. And Donald Trump won by a complete landslide. I mean, the figures are off the scale. He has all the hard evidence. This was a sting operation rather than a vote. I can now tell you that the quantum financial system, the QFS, and the quantum voting system, the QVS, was actually used for this election. We actually know the true results, and we know the ones that the Democrats tried to twist. So, for those people that doubted it, we now have hard evidence. By the way, they can tell any dead person that votes that they will be rejected. You know, people that are out of their area can be rejected and so on and so forth. Over the next few days, there will be a number of arrests and a number of indictments, a lot of things that are happening. But I can tell you 100% that the QVS was actually used for this election alongside the old system, which, of course, is going to be fading out as soon as they realize is so easy to mess up and so easy for them to disobey all the rules and laws, which is what they did, that it's not going to be viable. So, brilliant news, and Donald Trump won by a landslide. Gene Decode said this, and this was on 9/16, I believe. It's not just putting us back on the currency that's based on the quantum financial system and gold, silver, and platinum. It's also putting us on the quantum voting system, the QVS, where they can't hack our votes. It doesn't matter how that vote is done, even if it's a mail-in ballot, because the quantum event is unique. And the quantum computer that records that is being monitored by what he calls very high beings at the fifth density, whatever that means to them. It's kind of a shadowy, I guess they want to hide something there. And they can't hack that. And that AI won't get out of control because it's being monitored by a group of 12 individuals in the fifth density. So they can't hack that. Charlie Ward, yeah, nodding his head in agreement. So these two are in agreement on these what's being said here. They're two insiders. JFK, well, I shouldn't say JFK, Juan O'Savin is in agreement with it. Several other people who are insiders are in agreement with what's being said here. Gene Decode, that controls the entire quantum system worldwide, the QFS and the QVS. And so those countries that agree to go into that, all of this will be going away for them as well as those in the United States. Yes, and I understand that all nations have joined the quantum system because obviously they would be left out of this very lucrative system and be out in the cold pretty much. So they seem to have all joined it, and there's lots of rules like NASARA that they have to come to, and they are basically rules that bring people into peace, I would say. So we'll see. Charlie Ward said, yeah, it's amazing the quantum voting system that's going to be used for the next election in America. I understand is also going to be used in South Africa, which is amazing for a country like South Africa, for people to realize that their vote really does count. Yes, because it hasn't counted, and they've been bludgeoned into obedience. We had a friend over there, actually, that sent us a video of the police running around beating people mercilessly, you know. They basically do what they want with them. But with this system, if they want to be in on the economic blessing that this system brings, they're going to have to use it, and if they use it, they won't be able to cheat their way into office. Because obviously with Africa, as with the rest of the world, money's changed hands to make sure certain people go into power. And those days are over, so the people's vote will actually count. We might actually get people in power we actually want. Back to Gene Decode, he said, indeed, other than the last election, I didn't vote previously because I know that when you vote, all they need is the vote. The computer systems that they had hacked all the voting, can take your vote and move it anywhere you want. There are quite a few presidents that didn't even come close to winning the popular vote, and through the Electoral College, too. So everything was totally fake. And when my vote is put into anybody they want, it's not worth it. So Charlie Ward said, I'm just glad to be alive right now and watching what's happening. Okay. Well, on the, just to catch you up on what happened here, you know, on the night of the 3rd, as I thought on the election results coming in and knew the cheating was going on, I felt the Lord was saying to me to not worry at all about this. Letting them show all their illegal acts to throw the election was planned to show the people who has been lying to them from the beginning. These are things that came to me at that particular moment. The whole nation was now going to see that these criminals have been putting their people and presidents in office. The anger against the deep state will be everywhere, because obviously they're taking advantage of everybody's vote. Nobody has a free vote. There is no democracy with these people, period. And exactly what must happen to overthrow them? In 2016, there was just such a scam going on, but the guilty ones were mostly overlooked by this administration. Why? This was a question that came into my mind when I felt the Lord was talking to me. Why? Well, they wanted them to be at ease to do it again. And that's what they have done. They didn't get caught. Nothing happened that time. So they did it again. And some of them are the same people that did it the last time. Plus, when it goes to the Supreme Court, they will overthrow the left's plan. And in this trial, it will not be able to be hidden by the criminal mainstream media. Yes, because in the Supreme Court, you know, it's a trial. It's not going to be a secret. It's going to be out there. So all of this was given to me on the night of the 3rd. And so when I got up the next morning and I saw Michael, I told all of this to Michael Hare. And now we have the watermark revelation that has come out, and it is awesome. They laid a sting, and they captured them, right? And this is all going to come out. All the legal framework is now being put in place to do something about this. And it may bring about another election. I don't know. According to Nasara and Jassara, within 120 days, after the announcement of this new law, there has to be an election anyway for the House, too. And, of course, a lot of people that were, you know, voted in the House probably won't be there because they found whether these were true or not also. So celebration might be a little too early. I mean, these folks here, we've been getting revelations about what's going to come thereafter. And a lot of these people, I'm sure, don't know it. They may suspect it, whatever. But we got pretty good proof of what the plan is by the deep state thereafter. Okay. The deep state is desperate to save their own skin. I think you can expect plagues, earthquakes, hurricanes, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, anarchists, radical Islam, attacks against the nation. It could come from any of those. The communist Chinese and Soros, or his son, are bankrolling these and the mainstream media. These and all of the politicians who took bribes and sacrificed babies to their Lord Satan will be discovered in both parties. This faction against the United States and the church will be well known. Mm-hmm. And this is a portion of our broadcast the following day on the 4th that I want to share with you with this in mind. I called it the sign of the fallen tree. Now, I'm going to share it with you, and I want you to think on this, think in the spirit on this. A few days ago, I went up on top of the mountain where I live, and I discovered a large oak tree that had been severely rotted at the base of the trunk up to about 10 feet. It had been struck by lightning years ago before I moved here, and I decided it needed to come down for it was a threat to my house just below. And then the Lord started showing me a parable about this tree that amazed me. God takes credit for the lightning all through the scriptures. Here's an example, Job 36, 32 and 33. He covereth his hands with the lightning and giveth it a charge that it strike the mark. The noise thereof telleth concerning him. The cattle also concerning the storm that cometh up. Amen. So, Father had struck this tree, and it's been dying ever since. We're up on top of a mountain here, and there's a lot of iron oxide in the rocks. And the mountain has been, in the past, famous for lightning strikes. However, for the last few years, we haven't had any lightning strikes. It used to be a regular, normal thing. And that's because we bound it in the name of Jesus when we realized what was happening. We forbid it, and it quit. But it struck trees, especially the high trees, you know, that stick up like the big oaks on the top of the mountain. You can see where lightning went down the side of them and blew out the bottom of them. And the heart sometimes dies on that tree, and sometimes they heal over and keep going for a while, you know. So anyway, as Michael and Brandy and Greg and I looked at the tree to see how to take it down safely, we saw that it looked very dangerous since there was only a small portion of the trunk that was still alive, and it was all on one side of the tree. So you can imagine cutting through that with a saw. You just don't know which way it's going to go, you know. So it was just one side alive, and the rest was rotten. So the whole heart of the tree was dead. When we cut it, we weren't sure which way it would twist and fall. So the Lord showed me that this tree was the faction whose heart was dead towards him, and it was a threat towards David's house, which was down below, right, and had to come down. Well, we know that the faction has threatened our house. Both the faction in the government and the faction in the church have threatened the house, right, of David, like they did all through the scriptures, by the way. The piece of the tree at the trunk, which was still alive, was only about 2 inches thick and had bark on it and was strong enough to hold this tree up. It was good wood, but it was only just a small piece of it left. Cutting through this with a chainsaw was extremely dangerous, even with a rope on it, which of course we did. There was no way to know what the bottom of the tree would do if you're there with the saw cutting on it, right? So we made a notch in the rotten part, but not all the way to the good part. We had a 100-foot, 1-inch nylon rope on it and hooked it up to a tractor further up the hill, and we're bumping it with the tractor, but the tractor tires were slipping in the leaves, so I removed the leaves with the front end loader, but the tires still slipped in the loose earth, so it was just digging in, right? I would say the good piece of the tree was probably 18 inches wide, maybe. And, you know, over 2 inches, two and a half inches thick of good solid oak. So you can see it's pretty powerful to try to snap that off. Okay. But, of course, we had a lot of leverage on the tree because the rope was up higher on the tree. So we put a one-ton come-along on the rope, which we tied to another solid large oak, and stretched it bowstring tight. So we thought on whether we should cut a little more, and Michael felt the Lord was saying we should not cut any more of the tree. So we just stopped for the day and prayed and left it in the Lord's hands. Well, during that night, I felt the Lord was showing me a safe way to cut the tree by getting a larger come-along on the rope and cutting some of you may not know what a come along is. It's like a chain block that works good sideways. It usually has one arm on it, and you just keep ratcheting it, and it tightens up, and it's very powerful. Cutting part way through the middle of the good part of the tree, and this is what the Lord was showing me, and putting a wedge in the crack to tip the tree away from the house. Now, remember, we had a rope on it, a very stout rope that would pick the tree up, literally. A very stout rope. But the good part was towards the house. So we cut in the middle of the good part and stuck a wedge in there and hammered it in real strong. We pulled it out a couple times to look and see if we were having any luck, and we put it back in there, so on. Also, I thought that the bottom of the tree could skip off the trunk and head for the house below, so I felt to cut a good part above the level of the notch. In other words, so there'd be a piece sticking up behind the trunk as it fell, right? And that was to hold the trunk from going that way. So I told Michael the next morning what I believed the Lord wanted us to do. And he asked the Lord, who told him, do what David says. So we had a confirmation there. Now, this was now the day before the election, where the faction in government was facing off with Cyrus, and we are faced off with the faction against our church, right? So we put the plan in action and did all of the above with a 4-ton come along, and we tightened it up bowstring tight, and we made our cut and inserted the wedge and drove it in very tightly with a maul. Michael made the notch in the dead part of the tree a little bit bigger, which is on the other side, right? Sloping towards the bottom. So that it would slide down away from the house, okay, when it did come loose. So then with the saw, we drove the wedge tighter until we heard cracking noises. And then we all went away from the tree to the come along and kept tightening until it continued to crack and fell. Obviously, at this way, we were away from the bottom of the tree. Well, you may say that the war was over, but not quite. And it's not quite over at this time of writing on the morning of the November 4th political and moral scene. Okay? So, I said this back then. I said, Trump is right. He won. And with a landslide, that was before all this other revelation came out. Because we knew that. We had been told that. And I told other people that. It was going to be a landslide. And it was. But the left is cheating, and it has been reported all over the net. But the tech companies take it down as fast as it is put up. I actually sent this report here that I'm reading to you out to our local. And somebody found it in their spam. And it had a big red note on the front of it. Dangerous. Dangerous. Don't open any of these links and so on and so forth. It's being used by somebody, so on and so forth. Just a bunch of garbage. I don't know whether it was Google or who it was, you know, but somebody did. It's dangerous. It is dangerous to somebody. So the big oak fell, but the top of it lodged in the fork of another oak. So it was halfway down and still dangerous. The high part of the good part of the stump was holding it so it didn't skip towards the house. And, of course, we had this 1-inch nylon rope going in the opposite direction to hold it securely so it couldn't go towards the house. And all the safety features worked just perfectly. but the tree was held fast in the fork of the other tree. I thought that this was a sign that this tree was not to fall until the next day, which was voting day. And so it did. I'm telling you, they fell on voting day. And I knew this before I found out about the quantum voting, you know, and the watermark and all that. And I knew this was a parable of that. They fell the next day, which was voting day. And so did the tree. So the next day, we adjusted the rope to hold the tree fast in this position as Michael cut the lower fork. In other words, there was two forks sticking up there at the top of the tree, right? He cut the lower fork, which was dead, almost off, but not quite. He was protected by another tree that kept the dead side of the fork from coming towards him. And then we came, we come along the bottom of the tree off the stump, and it dug into the ground as we expected it would. And then we come along the fallen trunk, literally up in the air about 3 feet. So picture this thing: the top of it is hung up in a tree, and we're pulling the bottom of it away from the tree. And as we were pulling it with the 4-ton come along, it picked that trunk of that tree up in the air about 3 feet. And then we rocked the trunk back and forth a few times until the tree came out of the fork and fell to the ground, breaking the dead fork off as it fell. And this was on voting day. And I knew that this was all a sign of a war to bring down the faction in Red Sea, that the Red Sea begins now. They're falling. They're falling. They're desperate. And watch out. That's the only thing I can say, because the war isn't over. The battle is, right? So let me explain a little bit more about the tree. This heart dead tree went up to a fork. The limb that leaned towards the house of David was green with leaves. Solid, good looking, nothing wrong with it. And the only thing keeping that was that little piece of oak on the outside. It was amazing, I know. And anyway, I believe that this portion of the faction will be saved. That's what I felt the Lord was talking to me and saying to me. And this good portion will be saved. The other fork, which balanced the tree away from the house, was completely dead. Completely dead. In other words, there are elect people of God on the green side who will turn back to the house of David, as our dreams have already shown. And the forever dead side are sons of perdition who, like Judas, have killed themselves by their sins. They've hung themselves with their own hands. Now, we're after the election, and all appears to be up in the air, even though we know President Trump won. I believe the war that is coming will bring down the faction in the church by the hand of the faction in the government. We've believed this for a long time, because that's what the Lord's been showing us with so many different words we've received. And President Trump and his team will then bring them down with the help of the anointed man-child reformers. I want to tell you, I don't think that God is going to let President Trump and his team bring them down without the Lord. You remember in Isaiah how the Lord came from Edom, stained his garments with the blood of the Edomites, who were factioning against their chosen brother Jacob, right? He had slaughtered them, and he had just returned and did this. Now, I want to tell you, I don't think the Lord is going to let them take credit for this. I think they're going to fight a battle, and it won't look all that good. And I think the Lord is coming in his man-child to take them down. Matter of fact, I know that the man-child is here on the earth and that he is not anointed with that kingly anointing yet, but is being used against the faction just as little David was when he was working under Saul. Okay, so I believe that's going on now, and that they haven't really lost a battle. And they're not going to, because when the anointing comes, God's going to bring them down. The Lord is going to get the credit. So, I believe the Lord has shown us that the deep state has been blackmailing President Trump with threats against the lives of the American people to stop the new economic system, which totally cuts them out of the pie. JFK tried to bring in the new system and was killed, as were hundreds of people who had information about that they went out and killed. A lot of people don't know that. I think there was something like 300 people that they assassinated who knew different things about this, and everybody shut up. And another was 911. That was another attempt to bring in this new system. And of course, you see, a lot of people lost their lives. So President Trump wanted to bring this in without the loss of lives. The deep state has been fighting to kill as many as they can, thinking that they can stop him. The deep state had teams ready to bring down the grid, which failed when the teams were arrested just before they could accomplish their evil. You know, bringing down the grid, it'll cost a bunch of lives to bring down the grid. And another was the use of DEW weapons, directed energy weapons, to cause earthquakes, which they did. They proved that on videos. We've seen it. To threaten larger ones, which we have dreams of. They're threatening, so look what we can do, President Trump, look what we can do. We can bring about these earthquakes. Of course, in the West especially, they were doing that, bringing down buildings, burning things up. And, you know, another was it was to loose the new plague that our dreams say was tested by them and is ready. Another is to bring hurricanes, some of which they have. And I believe in the war ahead, we will see these things and more. Just be ready for you and your family. Claim Psalm 91 and your Passover lamb, Jesus Christ, right? So, you know, at the time, at the election, Brandy went out to look just to see what he could see concerning, you know, what was being put up. He said, I tried to put together some links or stories on voter fraud evidence for David to use, but there was an active suppression of news regarding this. Twitter has shut down accounts or added a disclaimer to every tweet suggestion of fraud. I looked for videos showing voter intimidation or suppression, and we saw one that was taken down. It was very important and very good. They took it down. And he went on to say they appear briefly on Twitter, but were taken down. And they didn't even appear on YouTube at all. I went 10 pages down on DuckDuckGo and still could not find anything other than anti-Trump stories. So, Twitter had dozens of complaints of voter fraud, and it's still going on, voter fraud. Witnesses not letting those that are supposed to be watching for this from the Republican side, not letting them be witnesses, which is illegal. They did a lot of illegal things. A lot of dead people voted and so on and so forth. But you see, this blockchain vote thing is going to prove all of this. So start thanking God, folks, for who is the real hero in all of this. He had mercy that we don't deserve. And the president, bypass the mainstream media criminals. Let me share this with you. We heard they would do this at least a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago. I lost track. The general said that at that time, that when the rebellion came, everyone should have food and water enough to stay inside and out of the way. Remember, God still multiplies these things, so don't worry too much. Martial law is a good way to show who are the good people inside and who are the bad people outside, right? That's why he's saying stay out of the way. Now, in this thing I'm fixing to read to you, I can't verify the day mentioned because this has been around for a while. However, this was posted about a month ago, and it's still obviously their plan. Again, the day that's written in here, I can't verify. But when this will come, it is the plan to bypass the crooked, blackmailed on Epstein Island, communist-paid media. So you got the idea. So remember Psalm 91 and your Passover lamb, right? So here's the little article I want to read to you. We need 100% of people indoors to see what the U.S. military is going to broadcast on everyone's TV sets worldwide. It's going to be very painful, so we can no longer have people divided. Around Sunday or Monday, POTUS will tweet, "My fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. We will go to full global martial law. He will most likely be on board Air Force One when he sends out 7 presidential messages to everyone's phones and TV sets worldwide on the emergency broadcast system." And I heard from the beginning that that's what they were getting it ready for, to just totally bypass these crooked liars. From there, all global militaries via U.S. military will shut down all media, internet, phones, and all TV programming. Emergency services will still have theirs. So, the U.S. military can broadcast 10 days of three times 8 hour sessions of video confessions, military tribunals, lots of evidence for the scandals listed in the Storm article. While this is happening, they will be removing governments worldwide and making global arrests, 500,000 indictments. I'm thinking that's globally. Jisara Nesara will be activated, which will be a full rewiring of planet Earth. So that's the plan. So if you happen to see martial law, I've been saying from the beginning, that's what they needed to do. I mean, to keep people safe and out of the way, have martial law, that'll have them inside, and then they can start their programming. As you know, this is all a great threat to the deep state actors. You know, their lives depend on their being able to distract you from all of this. Their leadership and the banksters are Satanists who have a spirit of murder they receive by murdering children in their sacrifices to Satan for power. It isn't working now because God's people are praying and believing, and it only takes one angel to bind Satan. Did you know that? Yes, if you read in the book of Revelation, you'll see that. One angel bound Satan and cast him in the pit in Revelation. Wasn't a hard thing. And they have murdered millions in wars that they have started. So killing a few million American deplorables, whom they hate anyway, is not a problem to them. The real battle is about to begin. We were told by many words from the Lord that, like the history of Babylon, our deep state would make war against the apostate people of God by sword, pestilence, famine, and fire. That's what Babylon did with the apostate people of God in their day. And the great eagle of Babylon is still here today, and they're doing it. They're making war, and they don't want you to win. And only after this, that is, only after Babylon makes this war on the people of God, did the Medo-Persian Cyrus Trump conquer Babylon. Did you hear what I said? After the Babylonians or the deep state made war on the people of God, then Cyrus conquered them, right? So we have to come in step with history, because it's repeating to show that God is God. Ecclesiastes 1, 9 and 10 says, "That which hath been is that which shall be, and that which hath been done is that which shall be done. There's no new thing under the sun. Is there a thing whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been long ago in the ages which were before us." Yes. You want to say that all of those prophecies back there, they're just repeated on larger and larger scales, because there's larger groups of people. So that's what's happening. Jeremiah 34 and 17 says this, "Therefore thus saith the Lord." Now we received these texts by faith at random in our morning meetings, because God continued to show us what he was going to do. "Therefore thus saith the Lord, we have not hearkened, that you have not hearkened unto me, to proclaim liberty every man to his brother, and every man to his neighbor." You know, there's a way in which people do not proclaim liberty to their brother. They don't give freedom to their brother. They don't cancel the debt of their brother. It's called unforgiveness. With a person who claims to be a Christian who is unforgiving, they're not saved. Because the Lord himself said, if you don't forgive, you are not forgiven. Whoa. Think about that. That's why he talked so much about unforgiveness and threatened to send the tormentors to everybody who wouldn't forgive from the heart. Matthew 18, 34 and 35, right? Reading on, "Behold, I proclaim unto you a liberty." In other words, you won't set your brothers free. "I'm going to proclaim unto you a liberty, says the Lord, to the sword, to the pestilence, to the famine, and I will make you to be tossed to and fro among all the kingdoms of the earth." The most unforgiving people I know are the faction. They don't care whether you could have repented years ago. It doesn't matter. They're still going to carry on their war. It doesn't make any difference. And, of course, they accuse you of things that they do, and you haven't done. Just exactly what David said about them. Yeah. Ezekiel 7 and 14. "They have blown the trumpet and have made all ready, but none goeth to the battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof." Yeah, they think they're going to conquer, but the Lord is going to take them down. "The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within." It always mentions these three, and then in other places it mentions a fourth, which is fire. They're doing that too. "He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that's in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him." Jeremiah 24 and 1, "The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs set before the temple of the Lord, after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the craftsmen and the smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon." Of course, they were brought there because they rebelled against the word of the Lord, the commands of God towards them. They rebelled. And so God gave the king of Babylon authority to take them out, just as it is today. Verse 2. One basket had very good figs, like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten. They were so bad. That's kind of like the dead limb, right? Down in verse 8. And as the bad figs, which cannot be eaten, they are so bad, surely thus saith the Lord, so will I give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, another apostate leader in Jerusalem, and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt. Because, don't you know, God's people trusted in the arm of the flesh and ran down to Egypt to try to save themselves from Nebuchadnezzar. But what God wanted was for them to repent, not think that they could ever get away from his chastening without repenting. So they rebelled against the prophet and ran down to Egypt. And Nebuchadnezzar followed them right on down there and conquered Egypt too, and killed them. The apostate leadership of God's people who go to Egypt trusting in the arm of the flesh that they can save them from Babylon will be judged. History does repeat. They will be judged. And we're so glad that men like Cyrus did are conquering the deep state. But our trust must be in God and not men. Then he can use men on our behalf. You understand? You can't get the cart before the horse. If you just obey the Lord and go where you are supposed to go and let the Lord take care of the king of Babylon, you won't have anything to worry about. But I'm telling you, he did not want the arm of the flesh to save them. And I'm saying the same thing about the alliance today. It ain't going to be the alliance that saves you. It's going to be the Lord. Just as Isaiah said about the coming of the Lord when he came to his people and conquered the Edomites. First thing he did, his recompense is before him, it said, and his reward is with him. Said that twice. What is that recompense before him? He is going to bring judgment upon the Edomites. Those who hated their brother, warred against their brother, never ever forgave their brother, etc., etc. So don't trust in men. Trust in the Lord. Stop giving credit to man. And I wish everybody in the Trump administration would start giving credit to God. Verse 9, I will even give them up to be tossed to and fro among all the kingdoms of the earth for evil, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse. In all places whither I shall drive them, I will send the sword, the famine, the pestilence among them until they be consumed from off the land that I gave unto them and to their fathers. Well, he's talking about, obviously, God's people here. He is going to send the king of Babylon against them with sword. I mean, sword can mean any kind of weapon that the Lord uses. You know, they've been using the DEW weapons. That's a weapon. And many other weapons. They've been poisoning. They've been, obviously, poisoning the water. They've been obviously, trying to get you to take their vaccines, you know, which will destroy your life, and so on and so forth. They got weapons that we don't even know about. They're 5G, they're on and on and on and on, you know. So the sword, famine, which is what they've done, is to destroy the crops. They've used weather warfare and other methods to do that. And the pestilence. They invented the last pestilence, and they've invented another one. and so on. Here's a revelation that was given to Garrett Crawford on the 6th of this month. The deep state conquers faithless apostates. And you know, there is a lot of faithlessness in Christianity. They think faith is believing in their doctrine, in their religion, in their... No, it's not. It's believing the Word of God over and above what you see, feel, or think. It's believing the Word of God. When God says He will save you, do you believe it? So, Garrett said, I asked the Lord for a word concerning this election. I opened my Bible and placed my finger down and received this. I find it interesting. Tomorrow is the 7th day of the month, exactly when this verse takes place. Pretty neat. Another confirmation. All right. Egypt represents those that people have falsely put hope in to save them from Babylon. Yes. So, my note. God told His people to trust Him concerning Babylon, deep states, attack, but they put their trust in the arm of the flesh. The Egyptians represented their old man in whom they had been in bondage to, and that was in Egypt, and were told never to go back there, meaning under the authority of the old man. If you walk after the flesh, you must die. That's what the Bible says. So that's what this symbolized, going to Egypt to protect you from the Babylonians. So this is the very definition of apostasy, of falling away. They were falling away from the Lord. They were going again to the flesh pots of Egypt. Yeah. God's people who put their trust in man to save them will be judged. Hebrews 10 and 38 says, but my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Babylon, the deep state, conquered Egypt and the apostates who fled there for refuge. Ezekiel 30 and 20 says this, in the 11th year, in the first month, on the 7th day of the month, there was his confirmation. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, I have broken the arm of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and behold, it has not been bound up to heal it by binding it with a bandage, so that it may become strong to wield the sword. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and will break his arms, both the strong arm and the one that was broken, and I will make the sword fall from his hand. So, in other words, those who would, by the old man, defend themselves against Babylon, they will find their arms broken. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them through the countries. And I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon and put my sword in his hand. But I will break the arms of Pharaoh, and he will groan before him like a man mortally wounded. I will strengthen the arms of the king of Babylon, but the arms of Pharaoh shall fall. Then they shall know that I am the Lord when I put my sword into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he stretches it out against the land of Egypt. I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations and disperse them throughout all the countries. Then they will know that I am the Lord. And you already heard the symbolism here. Those that trust in the arm of the flesh go back to the old man. They were baptized in the Red Sea. Who died? The Egyptians. Who came up on the other side? The Israelites. When you get saved, the old man is dead. When you get baptized, the old man is dead. The new man lives. And you don't ever want to go back unto the old man. Going back to the flesh pots. Remember how angry that made the Lord when they cried to go back to the flesh pots? Mm-hmm. We have seen the COVID-19 pestilence, which has degenerated because it's man-made, from the L strain, which was deadly, to the S strain, which is like the flu. The deep state is still using this fear-mongering to ruin the economy. They don't want Trump to make a good showing in the economy. Can you imagine where our economy would be today if they hadn't sent this, made and sent this into our midst? Massive lawsuits are coming against them for this, so now they have to prove Gates and Fauci right in their deep state forecast that it's going to be terrible this winter if we don't lock it all down. See? So they're suing them. How can they save themselves? Well, they can prove that they were right. All they got to do is spread some more COVID out there, right? And here's an article. I'm not going to read it. It's blackchristiannews.com. Fauci warns the U.S. could see 300,000 to 400,000 coronavirus plague deaths, and says that the White House outbreak could have been prevented. Can you imagine? These people are the ones that stretched this thing out. And here's another one. Fauci ties to globalists, Chinese Communist Party, threaten America, etc. I'll just leave that alone for you. Now they have to prove that COVID-19 is dangerous, because they're being sued for the destruction of lives and economy. Yeah, I'll put a link here right here. It says lawsuits, political tyrants against political tyrants who used coronavirus to steal freedom. It was like what I read about South Dakota, who didn't do the mask and the distancing lockdown thing and weren't having any trouble with COVID-19. But when this became public, immediately it started spreading. It didn't spread from one side to the other. It was sprayed on them. So watch out for COVID-20 and COVID-21, right? Because they got to prove, I mean, they're being pushed into a corner. They got to prove it. And they don't have the money that they used to have, you know. Jeremiah 27 and 8, it says, "And it shall come to pass that the nation and the kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon," speaking of those who were in bondage to Babylon and its religions, right, which is a bunch of people, a bunch of apostate Christians, speaking to them, "and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon." Why did God send his people under the yoke of the king of Babylon? Because they rebelled against him. And he told them, "Now you just stay there and take your punishment. Since you rebelled, you just stay there." No, they rebelled. They weren't going to be chastened by the Lord. Okay. "That nation will I punish, says the Lord, with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand." So you see, God uses the deep state to take down apostates, which means the fallen away, right? So notice the play on words. Because the Christian right wing does not submit to the deep state, Babylon, they will use pestilence to try to wipe out what is in effect apostate Christianity. The Lord said he's going to strengthen them against people who are apostates. Very particular about who he's talking about. He's not talking about good people. He's not talking about people who are seeking the Lord on their own and not just bowing down to these denominational garbage, I would say. So for almost 4 years, we have been warning of a plague that will be serious. And now we see that it will be far worse than COVID-19. Here's a word from Greg Colison, a word that he received on the 6th. There has been a lot of mercy upon evil in this country and the world, and this doomsday virus will be God's judgment to every individual that it kills, where his mercy has run out. You hear what he said? Doomsday virus. He too. I don't know where he got it from. Maybe it's just pure prophecy. Okay. A good example, he says, is 1 Corinthians 5, 1 through 5. Exactly so. He, I believe, stressed verse 5. I'll get there. It's actually reported that there's fornication among you. Whoa. One of the most common things among the faction in the church and in the government is fornication in so many different kinds. Right? It's reported that there's fornication among you, and such fornication as is not even among the Gentiles, that one of you hath his father's wife. Well, it does get worse. We've got some sodomite factions against us, a group of them. And the leader of the faction was constantly in contact with them while he was with us. I found out. Verse 2, and you are puffed up and did not rather mourn that he that had done this deed might be taken away from among you. Yes. Well, God did take him away from among us. He wouldn't stand for him. For I verily, being absent in body, but present in spirit, have already, as though I were present, judged him that has so wrought this thing. In the name of our Lord Jesus, you being gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now there you have it. Satan is there to chasten people who rebel against the commands of the Lord. Like a mad dog, he's been turned loose on them. And by the way, who do these people worship? This deep state faction. They worship Satan. They serve him. Clearly. Who? How about in the faction against the church? Same thing. Same thing. Totally ignore all laws. Notice both sides, the faction in the government and in the church, totally ignore the law. In the church, it's ignore the law of God. In the faction, in the government and the secular, they ignore the Constitution. They break it as many times as they want to. And all of this turning over to Satan is for a good purpose, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. So you see, God is using the deep state for a very good purpose. They are like the Roman beast in Jesus' day, who brought him to the cross, right? At the behest of the harlot of that day, apostate Israel, right? There will be a few evil-hearted people remaining that God's true people will have to fight against, but not as many as there are now. See, you don't want to go into the wilderness with the deep state chasing you, right? The deep state in the church either, right? No. So God's got a cure. It's the Red Sea. But no, this is the time, and this is still Greg speaking here, but no, this is the time where God's mercy runs out like it never has before. I agree. I'm one of the first to give this warning, and many will come late in getting the message, but a true time of judgment is here. Yes, it is. And he's not one of the first, but that's right. It is here. God's vengeance has come upon this world, and all we need to do is hide and watch and pray. Okay. Now I'm going to remind you of this. This is Bill Steenlands on 7-6-20. In this dream, the Lord allowed me to follow these Satanists Oh, there it is again. Into a very rich high-rise private apartment condo in New York. I knew that they had infiltrated the CDC and the WHO, which is true. The deep state's control has been on both of them. And were executing a plan for their satanic New World Order. The dream changed, and I was still in the same condo at a small medical facility where people were dropping like flies from some unknown pathogen or contagion. There were three women and two men who were so sick that they were unable to function. I tried to grab the one woman closest to me while she was falling, and in the dream I knew the elite were experimenting with the next plandemic. I said, "Ma'am, ma'am, what's wrong? Get up." And again, but she was dead. I went over to the nurse, who was in a back room. I could tell that she knew something and was divided about it. She was very sad and on her knees. I knew it was partially because she was totally helpless to assist or medicate the sick that were there. I picked her up off the ground and somewhat screamed at her, "What is happening to these people?" She told me, "Don't ask me that question," as she cried in fear and sadness. I yelled again for her to tell me everything she knew. "What's happening to these people?" She again told me not to ask that question. She knew they were victims of a trial run for the next plandemic. In the dream, I just knew it. That is the info that kept coming to me in the dream. Next plandemic and trial run experiment. Now, Bill got a little update here on 11-1. A very short dream I had a few nights ago makes more sense as we see what New Zealand's new response is for coronavirus. New Zealand, who gets a lot of traffic from Britain, may be used as the standard for the next pandemic response. Quarantine camp. Refusal for tests is an automatic 14-day stay in the quarantine camps. Of course, if you didn't have it, you'll end up with it if you go there, right? Unless you're a Christian walking by faith. So, in the dream, there was a new virus coming out of Britain. There was a medic who was inspecting a virus, something he's never seen before. He was completely bewildered and dumbfounded by what it was. He stood there in what looked like a bomb suit, completely beside himself. Okay, so I'm going to share another article here with you. And this is from Life News. We'll put the full link here, but I'm going to give portions of it. Trump should prepare for possible imminent release of more dangerous COVID-20 or 21, November the 2nd, 2020. LifeSite News. This is by Steve Yalcevak, I think. And this is a portion of what he said. You can go to this link and read the whole thing. Because they give you a lot of advice about what to do. You know, we've got the best solution, but they give you a lot of advice of a natural way to take care of this, which, of course, the deep state has fought against tooth and nail, you know. I'll talk about that in a second. Following are some of the increasing indications that a new, much more dangerous version of coronavirus might imminently be released into the world. There were comments by Bill Gates on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on April the 23rd, and a June 23rd U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation event that seem alarming. Check out the brief video of these yourself. The comments are all the more concerning because the COVID-19 or Wuhan virus has clearly faded in potency, and the overall death rate has proven to be far lower than we were led to believe and has been found to be no worse now than the flu. Yeah. There are now news reports, and there are links all through this, by the way, but I'm not going there. There are now news reports of what is called a new Spanish strain or mutation, which it's not a mutation, it's a manipulation, right, of COVID-19 that is rapidly spreading across Europe. It seems to be significantly different than the original COVID-19 that the world has been coping with. That raises the question of whether it is a genuine mutation of the current virus or a new coronavirus that some having been indicating would appear. Yeah, the deep state has to tell you what they're doing before they do it. Well, let me say this. He goes on to say, Breitbart yesterday reported the disturbing comments below by Dr. Anthony Fauci, whom we know is a confirmed radical globalist, likely closer to Biden than we realize, and whose fraudulent pandemic advice to President Trump and state governors and their health agencies put millions of Americans through hell and killed some of them. So, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the leading infectious disease expert in the U.S. government, provided a grim prediction this week regarding the Chinese virus situation in America, saying the country is in for a whole lot of hurt. That's his words. This winter, due to rising cases and deaths. Now, how did he know that? These guys love to look like prophets because they have some prior knowledge of what they plan to do. It was the same with our faction. They would act like they were prophets by telling you something that they planned to do. Yeah. But they were just fakes. Fauci, a prominent member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and I'll tell you why he was there. It was kind of because Trump keeps his friends close and his enemies closer. You can find out a lot by bugging these guys, who they know is at the top of the food chain, and just, you know, find out what they're doing and who they know. And a lot of people wondered, why did he keep bringing people in, taking them out, bringing them in, taking them out? Well, that's what he was doing. And the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told the Post on Friday, "We're in for a whole lot of hurt. It's not a good situation. All the stars are aligned in the wrong place." It had nothing to do with the stars. It had to do with him and Bill Gates and the deep state. As you go into the fall and winter season, with people congregating at home indoors, you could not possibly be positioned more poorly. Now they don't want them together indoors. Well, one thing is, if you want to catch something, just go in the natural now. I'm not talking about us, because we never did any safety precautions whatsoever. We didn't wipe nothing down. We didn't put on masks, and we still gathered. And we had a couple of people got it, and we prayed for them, and they lost it. It was that simple. And I knew another friend who was in a Baptist church where one person caught it and it went through the whole building. Why is that? Because they do not believe the Word of God. So, Fauci reportedly urged the U.S. to make an abrupt change in public health practices and behaviors. Yes, so they could destroy the economy and blame it on Trump. He's an enemy. He said the country would surpass 100,000 new coronavirus cases a day and predicted rising deaths in the coming weeks, the Post noted. Now, why would that happen? First of all, he started saying that these coronaviruses start fizzling out in the winter, not going the other way. So why would this happen? They must have made a new one. What does Fauci know that no one else appears to know, including numerous top scientists who are certain that we have long passed the normal and predictable most dangerous period of a COVID virus pandemic? Now, what does he know? We know that it's not COVID-19 that's coming back, right? So they must have had to doctor it a little bit to make it capable of coming back. Also in May of this year, I was directly told in a telephone conversation with an HCQ, hydrochloroquine, expert and physician specialist that he was certain that a more deadly version of coronavirus would be released into the world during the fall of this year. Well, now they've got an extremely good reason to release it. And that is they're being sued that they're fakes. That they've been just using terror tactics. And the fact that they're getting locked up. They need a distraction. This is what they do when they don't want you to pay attention to the news and find out who they are and what they've done. They have a distraction. So this is there's a double need for this COVID 20 and 21 now for them in their eyes, you know. I would normally not pay much attention to such a prediction that sounds a lot like fake news, but he was personally introduced to me by the renowned Irish scientist Professor Dolores Cahill, who told me she frequently contacts the high-level physician specialist and recommended him to me. I have no idea how credible his warning is, but I trust Professor Cahill's high praise for him. Okay. Another related item is what Dr. Peter Bregan wrote in a recent article. In his second debate with President Trump, Biden warned, "We're about to go into a dark winter." Now, come on. Biden normally can't see the end of his nose. What does he know about winter that we don't know? Is he a prophet? No. If he is, he's really bad at it. Bregan also revealed in the same article that both Biden and Fauci have deep ties to communist China, along with Bill Gates, obviously. So, what information does Biden have to make such a ominous statement? The reported close ties of both Biden and Fauci to communist China, which we now know allowed the current virus to spread throughout the world, or caused it to be spread throughout the world, and Fauci's role in facilitating the development of a similar virus in the Wuhan lab, yes, that's right, does cause one to consider that there may be something to Biden's warning. Yeah. So, Dr. Bregan's article and the disturbing statements by Bill Gates, who is deeply involved with globalist Dr. Anthony Fauci. By the way, they went to school together. They were roommates, I believe, in college. They're big buddies. And anyway, it goes on. The Davos Summit elites and their Great Reset plans all lead me to consider that we should at least be really well prepared for the appearance of a new COVID-20 or 21 virus, or the possibility of a more virulent mutation of COVID-19. How to prepare for another COVID pandemic. Since we are now much more certain that hydroxychloroquine with zinc and an antibiotic, when called for, is by far the most accessible, inexpensive, safe, and very effective medication for any version of COVID. Even a predicted COVID-20 or 21, then it is somewhat straightforward how to be prepared for such a new coronavirus pandemic. And by the way, the rest of this is on the link, so you can find that there. I'm not talking about hydroxychloroquine, but you can get it in tonic water at the local store. Tonic water. I forget what the exact name it is. I'm not going to do it. I don't need to do it. I got something better. I got Exodus 15 and 26. I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So I just got to tell you, there's better ways. You don't have to get sick. You can walk right through a crowd of COVID, and it don't make a bit of difference because you've got the protection of God. He will bless you if you put your faith in Him and confess it. You know, salvation is like that. If you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord over the problem, then He will be. It's that simple. So, you know, do this. You know, we've put out a book there that makes it very easy to understand why you should be able to believe for this and have supernatural protection. We called it God's Vaccine Book. God's Vaccine. And it's at the end of this article. We put it there. Also, we got 7 simple steps to be immune from plagues and pestilences is at the end of this article. So, and we put that there. If you get that, it won't matter what they throw at you. I'm just telling you, God has prepared. I will put none of the diseases which I have put upon the Egyptians. I will put none of the diseases, none of them, upon you which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In other words, He's given you healing ahead of time. Wow. Isn't that awesome? Okay. So I said there was one more wing, I would say, of the attack by Babylon, which we've been seeing too. It's fire. And I'm not going to go deeply into this, but I'll do a short deal here. Jeremiah 32:24-29. Okay. Behold, the mounds, they are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. There's the Babylonians. Who used what? Well, it goes on to tell you what they used. That fight against it because of the sword, famine, and pestilence. How many times in the Bible this is stated? And what thou hast spoken is come to pass. Behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord, buy thee the field for money, and call witnesses, whereas the city was given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Chaldeans is more a previous name for the Babylonians, right? They were from the Chaldea. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans. Look at that. The Lord said, I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans. You know, people don't understand the sovereignty of God and what he uses to whip his people. You know what? There is a people out there call themselves Christians, claim to believe the word of God, but when things bad happen to them, all they can say is, that bad devil, he's coming against me because I'm a good Christian. But let me tell you, the devil, the Chaldeans, and every other vessel of dishonor out there works for the Lord. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven. That's what the Bible says. Even the devil showed up and had to ask the Lord if he could torment Job. And he had to get permission to do it. I wonder that. And does God do this willy-nilly, or has he got a purpose? And he has a purpose in doing this. He wants to crucify that old flesh. He wants to chasten you to cause you to seek him for these gifts that he's already given, like healing, deliverance. Yes, he's already done this. It's yours. But sometimes people they don't really want too much of God, so they just go to church and let the professionals show them what they need to know. But they don't know anything either. Just like in Jesus' day. They didn't know either. So I will give this city into the hand of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And the Chaldeans that fight against this city shall come and set this city on fire and burn it with the houses. Well, that's mentioned in many places in scriptures too. And every great house in one particular place, every great house, meaning the preacher's houses or the houses of worship, right? Yeah, how many houses of worship have they burned already? Quite a few while you were looking the other way. They have burned quite a few. Are they going to do more? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they are. And upon whose roofs they have offered incense unto Baal. Well, you know Baal. Baal is the false Jesus from Babel. The false leader from Babel whom they worshipped. And Baal, the sun god, or the son of God, right? So this symbolizes praying to a false Jesus in the churches. And they do. They made up that Jesus. That's not what he thinks. That's not his theology. That's not what he looks like. It's another Jesus, like Paul called him. Christian patriots are being invaded by Unitarianism and New Age. Everywhere you read about what's going on, they're mixing that garbage in with it. It's another Jesus. And concerning burning their houses of worship, the deep state military has and still can burn individual houses and churches at will, from the sky, with directed energy weapons. And they have demonstrated that recently. I have suspected for a while that we will see another rash of church burnings, and no one on the ground will be seen or caught doing this. It's like the grain silos when they were trying to, prepare for a famine, taking down all the storage of the grain silos, suddenly bursting into flames. And also the weather warfare that they do out there to make sure you can't get a crop in or you can't get a tractor into the field because it's too wet. All the things that they do to try to destroy, to control people. They've been making war. And all of this, of course, is to create famine as in this text. DEW weapons have been seen starting earthquakes too. In fact, we have posted a few videos where they were starting earthquakes. So here's another revelation from Bill Steenland. Trump victory, then revival, March the 7th, 2019. I had a dream where it was told to me in no uncertain terms that Trump was going to get the victory and then a revival was going to come. Do you think it's this victory right now? I don't think so. And then revival was going to come. And I'll tell you why. Okay. As it was being told to me, I saw a celebration of victory in very beautiful rolling hills in Tennessee. The words told me Trump is going to get the victory and then we're going to have a revival. It was said so much like a matter of fact, as if it had already happened. By the way, he says, Tennessee comes from the word Tanasi, which means the spirit. But ours has a capital S. I worked at Tanasi Village on many different jobs and I saw it almost every day. It's funny because I looked up the word Tennessee years ago. Yeah. Now, here's my comment. The Trump victory here would be the declassification, arrest, and defeat of the Northern Army after their attacks on the apostate people of God. Notice that. After their attacks on the apostate people of God. First, God has to use them to chasten his people and to remove some people that we don't want to go into the wilderness with us because they are degenerate. They are apostate. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And we know that history must repeat as God says. So therefore, I say, that's it. Now, they're saying that they're going to be locking people up, having trials, so on and so forth. But the big declassification, I know they're leaking enough out there to change things. But the big declassification, they say, is coming in the Ides of March. Yep, the Ides of March. And that's when everything is going to be out there. They videotape these trials. They videotape these people's confessions. They have proven beyond any shadow of a doubt that they're guilty. So I believe that the declassification, arrests, which they're doing now, but they're going to be doing all the way up through that declassification, and the defeat of the Northern Army after their attacks on the apostate people of God. Listen, the Northern Army, remember that. You know, the Northern Army came to attack God's people, who in that case were Jerusalem, the bride. They had already conquered the rest of the people of God in their approach to Jerusalem, the bride. And the others obviously were not defended against Sennacherib's army. But when they came up to Jerusalem, God's people called upon him, and he heard, and he took them down. He did it, a sovereign move of God, like the sovereign move of God against Sennacherib. I mean, it changed the whole course. They never fired an arrow into Jerusalem. They never were able to attack except by words over the wall. You know, they were taken down by God Almighty. A great miracle. Now I want to tell you that God is going to do it again. Like the Jehoshaphat scenario when three armies came against him and God smote them and they killed each other off. That was God's attack. It was a supernatural attack. Jehoshaphat didn't take credit for that. Hezekiah didn't take credit for that attack on Jerusalem. They knew it was a miracle from God. I don't think anybody's going to be able to take credit for what God is about to do. You see how jealousy is about the people running down to defend themselves in Egypt and how he let them be destroyed because they put their trust in a false, an idol. And he did not want them to take credit for this miracle. He wants people to see miracles so that they can know there is a God who does defend his people and does love his people and will take care of them. And by covenant, he will take care of them. So we know that history has to be repeated. The things that have been are the things that shall be. Amen. We can learn from God's vaccine book how simple it is to have God on your side defending you against whichever plague they throw this time, right? Now, we've watched every plague come through since the Lord warned us. Almost 4 years ago, we watched these plagues come through. This is the one, I believe, that's coming now that people are going to have to deal with that will kill a bunch of people. And we've known that. You know, we've got it all over our site. We've given many dreams and visions about it. And we've known this for a long time, almost 4 years. But history has to be repeated. God's got a vaccine, and it has nothing to do with man's manipulating, which has cost a lot of people their lives and their health. And the one world deep state purposely is killing people off. They're sacrificing people to Satan. They're using drugs or any other method they can use to cut down the population. They're particularly vicious in areas of the world where they're not so well defended. They love to wipe out people in Africa, you know, where people don't have a lot of defense or even understanding of what's going on. You know, they start something in some third world country and then bring it in over here like it's a natural thing. No, it's not. These are evil criminals. They're Satanists. Just remember, by whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. By whose stripes you were healed. It was already done. Isaiah 53 looked forward, and it was a present tense thing there, but it's a past tense thing now. God's provided healing. And there's the theologians who say that's just spiritual healing, but it doesn't say that. And as a matter of fact, there are so many full gospel people out there who have been healed by God by exercising faith in that verse that it makes these other apostates guilty of the blood of the saints because they've lied to them about what that verse is talking about. They've lied to them. Oh, that's just spiritual. In other words, God can't heal today. Well, he won't heal them. They're guilty of the blood of the saints. The truth is, Jesus went everywhere, healing anybody that came to him by faith. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what the Bible says. He is the same. He hasn't changed. Men change him because of their theology. They have to have an excuse for why they're not healing the sick. And don't go to those people over there that claim to be getting healed by the Lord, because that doesn't happen today. So you have to stay over here because we're the ones with the right, correct theology. But we're dying like flies, and yeah, that's just part of it. Get out of there. You know what? These signs shall accompany them that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Who took that out of the book? Yes, these great theologians did. Because they have no respect for the Word of God. And they're getting people killed before their time. These evil people. So, please, if you haven't yet, this is free on our site. You can go there and read it, or you can buy the book from a dealer for a very cheap price. We don't get any money for it whatsoever, but it gets us out of the shipping and all other kind of business, you know. We will start bulk printing soon. And we always did give them away when we could bulk print them for very cheap. And also the 7 simple steps to be immune from the plagues and pestilences. Very simple, very simple. All straight out of the Word of God. We can't add to the Word of God like these other people do. We can't take away from it either, or he'll take away our part in the tree of life. That's what he said. You know, these liars are in danger of losing their eternal life because of lying to so many people who don't have the benefits of God. The Bible says, forget not all of his benefits. Don't add to his word, or he'll add to you the plagues that are written in this book. That's what he says at the end of the book. And don't take away from the words of this book, or he'll take away your part from the tree of life. You don't believe it? You'll find out true. It's true one day. People must repent and not add to or take. There's a reason for that. There's healing in these words of God. The disciples who followed Jesus, even many years after Jesus, were still doing the same thing. And even today, people get filled with the Spirit like those disciples received in the book of Acts, got filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and they go about laying hands on the sick and they recover. Because Jesus said, these signs will accompany them that believe in my name. They will cast out demons. And what? They'll lay hands on the sick too, and they will recover. That's what the Bible says. The Lord said that. Who can say that's not true today? When the Bible says he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he still heals just like he always did. And it's the only guaranteed method of healing that has no side effects whatsoever. Oh boy. I tell you, some people do have a lot to account for. They should first read their Bible. Never mind going to Bible college. All the Pharisees went to Bible college. It didn't do them a bit of good. Go read your Bible. You got the best teachers in the world in your Bible. They're the real teachers. They're so anointed that every word that they spoke was according to God's numeric pattern. Now, go learn from them. Forget the Bible colleges. They all got their little idol, their denomination, their whatever behind them. They all have that. They're not going to tell you the truth. Not one Bible college educated person of all those Pharisees came to Jesus, except, well, a couple of them we can see. And they had to totally renew their mind and throw all that out. Paul called it dung. They had to throw all that out and get that virus out of their system and relearn everything. So we must go to the Word of God and the Word of God alone. And that's all I do in this vaccine book here. I don't claim to be as good a teacher as those guys. So I just point out what they said. It's in the book. And nobody can say the Lord took it out of there, because I'm going to say, prove it. And you know what? They can't do it. They can't do it. Now, there's wicked people out there trying to keep you from finding these things out. We call them the faction. They fight against the truth every way they can. They tried to destroy our website, took it down. We put it back up better, and it's getting better and better and better. And they tried to destroy all of our videos, and we're putting them up better and better and better. But they hate the Word of God. Those demons, now they won't say that with their mouth. Oh no, that wouldn't be popular. And they all got rejection, so they don't want to be unpopular. So they want to impress men. They all have super egos. So they are going to war against the truth because they hate me and they hate the Word of God. They don't study the Word of God. So, and I've had them tell me that. So, God is so awesome. He is giving us His Word. It is confirmed. He will do what He said He will do. You need this, because do you know that this problem with immunization is going to be around through the tribulation period? And whether you know it or not, you're going there. So you can get that now. You can get this understanding now and save yourself a lot of trouble. And no doubt some of your family, their lives, or you can keep on believing that swill that you've been getting from the Bible colleges. Okay? This is out of the book, the book. The one we cannot add to or take from. The book. It is the Word of the Lord. I guarantee it. And, you know, we have other books on our site that you can go, like The Real Good News. Many people have never heard The Real Good News, and it's straight out of the book. You are guaranteed deliverance from sin, deliverance from demons, deliverance from sickness. You are guaranteed it in God's book. And He will honor your faith in the promises of God. I'm not asking you to believe anything that doesn't come directly out of God's book. And by the way, pray against these wicked people who don't want you to find this out. They're about to lose big time. You know why? Because I know that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. We've got a little short spy fellow that runs around, you know, especially likes to run around our women, but he runs around spying on us all the time. We see him everywhere. He's a stalker. And that's what he wants. More than anything, he's got a super ego. He wants to take over, like all the rest of the leaders of faction over the years. He wants to take over because the demons want desperately to take over this ministry. They don't want the Word of God to go forth. So thank you for praying that down in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Father, that you have given us the victory already. It's in your book. We know about it. Thank you, Father, for keeping our hearts in tune with you. Thank you for drawing us unto yourself, Lord. Thank you for putting a love for the Word of God, Lord. You know, I want to tell you, I started saying that this is going to be around. One disease after another disease is going to be around through the tribulation period, because it's going to be one method of warfare during all this, when especially they want to wipe out the people of God. If you want to defend yourself, find out what the Word of God says. Wouldn't you rather do it now so that the very first disease that comes along doesn't take you out? That's what I would do. I did it. Almost, what, 46 years ago. That's what I started doing. I'm going to go and look in this book. I found out these people are liars. I'm going to look in this book. So I decided there wasn't any better teachers for me than the ones who wrote the book. Right? You find that out too. Don't waste your time in dead churches that have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. From such, turn away. That's what God says. Turn away. You're wasting your time and your life. Go find the truth. There is no denomination that's going to tell you the whole truth. Pieces here, pieces there, yes. But they're not going to tell you the whole truth. Where can you get that? God's Word. Go home, read your Bible, find out the truth from the real apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, etc. Go home, hear it from the mouth of God. Read your book. Don't promote one of these abominations. Read the book. Amen? All right. Thank you, Father, for your goodness to us today. We love you. We appreciate you. Please put in our hearts an appreciation for your Word. Thank you so much, Father. We love you. We love you, Lord. We want you to come and move in our midst once more, as you have promised. Thank you so much, Father. Amen. All right. Good night, saints. God bless you.